Chris, what a fantastic 3 points that was then in the end.
Yeah, very good. Second half performance, deserved it, to be fair. But there are going to be times this year, I've just said to the lads that now, you know, not to get too disappointed when things go against you, because there are going to be times that happens. And they show great character second half to come out and get all 3 points.
There's a bit of a pattern there as well, isn't there? Because great second half performances in your previous two league games as well.
Yeah, we're strong, you know, we're a fit bunch of lads, and we work hard in the training field. And yeah, I didn't think it wasn't great first half, but it wasn't really bad, and they only had one chance and took their chance really well. So it just needed a few tweaks half time. We did that, and it proved evidence that it was the right decision, and then we got the result.
Halifax certainly don't look like a side that are second from bottom. How tough was it to break them down in the second half?
Listen, you know, the new guys come in and taking over, their kind of position lies, really, I suppose, a little bit, because they're a good side. You know, they're going to cause a lot of teams a lot of problems. They caused us problems in the first half. And they will do that to other sides. So it was a great second half performance, and thoroughly deserved 3 points by the lads.
And it's a great start to the second half with Drury. Good finish. It kind of set you on your way, really.
Yeah, we started on the front foot. We got amongst them a bit more second half, which I felt we needed to do first half a little bit more, which we didn't. And when we started to do that, we just upset them a bit, took them out of their pattern, and then gained control of the game and looked very, very comfortable at times in the second half.
And EC had struggled a little at the Silver Lake, but I know it's two wins now at the Silver Lake. That's a good little record and should get you on your way, shouldn't it?
Yeah, you like to, you know, your home's got to be your fortress. You know, it's old cliche, but it's true. You know, you need to do that. And if we want to be successful, then our home form's got to be good. And that result has helped along with the Forest Green, the Green game. And we just have to keep building. You know, we take every game as it comes, and we keep going. And we're building now, and we're getting stronger as a group.
And Fanimo came off with a bit of a knock in the second half. What's the situation there?
Yeah, well, he's just got a little bit of a knee. I don't think he just sort of overstretched when he took his shot. But he's done really, really well today, to be fair to him. He's worked hard. He was probably going to come off anyway, because he'd run his legs into the ground, to be fair to him. And that's what it's all about, you know. The lads are really showing now grit, determination, willingness to work for each other, and the results are showing that.
And also your first game as permanent manager at the Silver Lake Stadium. We're still enjoying it out there on the dugout. Must be kicking every ball out there.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I'm loving it. It's a great opportunity for me, and I've got a great bunch of lads, a great staff around me, and the fans have been brilliant. And we're all together now. You know, we're all pushing and trying to get the same thing at the end of it.
And it all sets it up nicely for next weekend now, isn't it, in the FA Cup?
Yeah, it's great. You know, to go and play an FA Cup game now. And you know, there's no pressure, because they're the League One side, and we're the Conference side. So, but we're going to go there, and like every time we set out in a match, we want to win. But if we come away with a draw, we'd be happy, of course, to bring them back. But it's going to be a great occasion for everybody involved in the club, and hopefully we can do ourselves proud on the day.
Just one other thing, Constable came back from suspension today, came on, and he gave a good account of himself.
Yeah, definitely. You know, James was disappointed with himself, obviously, being out for three games because he got suspended. And I felt it was right not to start him today, because, you know, you can't just fling someone back and straight into the pitcher after his suspension, you know. And the boys have been doing really well up front. So it was a chance for Ross Lafayette today. He got his chance. And James come on off the bench then second half, and then didn't expect any different, to be honest with you. I know what he's all about and what he can do. And he proved that second half.